Okay, so we started the Mavi Shar a couple days ago. So the machine did not fix itself until this point, so Mela, it's still broken. So Bez Hashem, next time, someone will fix it, or whatever it is, and we'll be able to make copies properly. I'll go upon him. So we'll continue on with what we started Baal Peh. Okay, so last time we saw that the Pesachim was telling us, again, he's trying to frame Teresa Baal Shem Tov. So he said that there's a certain part that the Baal Shem Tov said, which captures the essence of what Teresa Chassidus is, and how it's the precursor for Yemosi Mashiach, as we saw, which was, right, so it says in Pasuk, Malay Kalaritz Kavaydai, right? Malay Kalaritz, this is just regular water?
No, it's from me.
It smells like nothing, which is good. Okay, so, fine, So I'll go upon it, right. So, molecular, it's kavoidai. So, Baal Shem Tov said, is kipshutai mamish. That's the words say what it means. No another vertlach. Kipshutai mamish, molecular, kavoidai. And he said that Indian is the essence of what Teresa Chassidus is. And, by the way, b'derech agav, I mean, again, this is also, again, and the idea that he said was that even the kelim themselves, even the artsiest of the world, is itself made of elikus. That's the essence of Molar's Kavod. That's the essence of Teresa Chassidus. Now, the truth is, if you remember from the Sichel of Avraham Shreva, this is, I mean, they're basically two sides of the same coin, right? Because if you remember in that Sichel, so the Rebbe said that the inyan of Teresa Chassidus is Yechida, that the nekud of etzem elikus, and if you remember in the whole sicha tour at the very end, he really brought this out, is that when there's a giluy of yichida, of the deepest essence, core, unnameable, unknowable nekuda of etzem, then that has a kayach of yufutza minesecha chutza, right, of embracing and including within the construct of kedusha that which is mamish, most extremely outside. Right, he gave the example of dalet amis, right, that a person is kind of Dalet Amis Bereshis Rabim, right? So when the Yechida has the ability of bringing something that's literally outside of a person into their Rishas. So this is really the same idea, because the most external thing of godliness is Artzis, is physicality, the finite world. So Chassidus is the Yechida Shevenefesh, which takes the Chutza and brings it in. So those are the two sides of the coin, the Yechida, and the fact that chutz is being brought into elikus. So the Rebbe was talking about the side, the yichida side, and the origin where chassidus is coming from. And the Pesachim is talking about the effect of that. What's the effect of chassidus? The effect of chassidus is that which is mostly chutzah, extreme chutzah, which is artzius, the physicality of the world, that haaretz is molei kol aretz kavodai. But the ability for to reveal such a thing that aretz is molei kol aretz kavodai is because Chassidus is a revelation of Yechida, that deepest essence that is above all construct, that's able to bear all opposites at the same time. So those are the two sides of the same coin. Again, the most, in order to encompass that which is the most farthest into Kedusha, right, which is what Chassidus does, as the Pesachim says, is coming because Chassidus is a revelation of the deepest of the deepest of the deepest essence of Elikus, which is Yechida, which is what the Rebbe said. So that they're going there, they're talking the same thing, they're just different angles of it. One is talking about the source of Chassidus' strength, and one is talking about the effect, what it actually does. That's one way to frame it. Okay, so he continues on like this. Again, just listening outside. Hamshachas v'shtalshlus, all the drawing down of Hashem's presence, and the hishtalshlus, the chain reaction of like iris coming down into the world. Shayu Arata, that was until now, and it was until the Baal Shem. Hamshacha b'kol pam yosik dov yosik lamato. So obviously with every generation and every tzaddik that comes into the world, there's more Hashem's presence that's being drawn into the world, and Hashem's light is coming more down and more down and more down. Rak hamshacha b'toicha kelim hoisa. But everything until the Baal Shem Tov was bringing Hashem's light into the kelim. So the kelim are still kelim. The world is still the world. It's just you're bringing more of Hashem's light into the world.
Are the Torah of Hashem just being
the first
one
that's
already there?
No. So he's saying before Torah of Hashem, all the tzaddikim and all the revelations of Torah, all the madrigas, different dairis are bringing Hashem's light all the more down and more down. Mashenkin hamshachas v'zgal shel Baal Shem Tov. But the difference is that the Gilui of the Baal Shem Tov and the drawing of Hashem's light of the Baal Shem Tov, the Talmidav, Chadashi, something new. It's not using the same format of just bringing more or lowering it. Look, it's a different Hamshacha Af B'Toich Doifnei Akil V'Atzman. It's drawing Hashem's light into the Kelim themselves. Ad Shegam He Misavchu La'ar, to the point of where they themselves turn to light. V'lo Yisavchu Dafka, and he clarifies, and the truth is, it's not really changing into light. Rak Yizgala Oirim, but to reveal what they always were. Kimahim, what were they? Hashem Bar Oisam Ar, Hashem created them from light. Imkain Ar Hashem Im, it means that they're made of light, they're their light. So that's the Gilui the Baal Shem, where it's not, again, the usual program of, you know, until the Baal Shem was drawing Hashem, revealing, bringing more of Hashem's R, more R, to the point of where maybe it overwhelms the Kalim. But not that it changes the nature of the Kalim, or to reveal that the nature of the Kalim is different than what we thought. That's this is the basic idea of what the Baal Shem Tov was doing. So he says, now he explains something in Kabbalah to show where this is coming from in the Kisvei Ari. But just, we're not going to be able to break this down too much. But he says, noid, it's known, the Sharash Ha'oisis V'Akelem Gavoy Mishar Shapnimis. In Eitz Chaim, it's clear, in the beginning of Eitz Chaim, it's clear like this, that the shayrish of the kalim that Hashem uses, the world is made of aris and kalim. So the shayrish of the kalim were actually created before the shayrish of the ar. Now, when you're talking about things that are older, things that are come first, that were created first, that's not just a coincidence. That's because their root is higher, is deeper. So it's an ironic thing. That in the Kisvei Ari you find such a thing, that although the Kalim don't function, and they don't really, they're not animated, certainly not in a productive way, until Iris go into them, but Lamaisa Kalim, the origin of Kalim is first and foremost and higher and deeper than the Iris themselves. So although you need the Iris to enliven the Kalim and animate them and give them the ability to function properly, but Lamaisa, what's functioning, is stronger than the R itself. There's such a thing. So it's no different than, you know, again, this is one of the classic, you know, in Chabad Chassidus especially, this is one of the big sugyas that they talk about, which is what's greater, a Yid or a Tyra? Because a Yid and Tyra is really a similar dynamic of this. A Yid without Tyra is going aimlessly, just running aimlessly. So Tyra, the word Tyra means Hayra, which means direction. It also means, because of the word R, which means light. So Torah is the R that enlivens, that directs, that gives context, that gives meaning to a Jewish person's life. And so the Yid is like the Kli to the light, which is Torah. So B'Pashas, until the Baal Shem Tov, what's greater? Iris are greater than Kalim. The Kalim don't function unless the R is directing them and giving them life and guidance and so on. But the same Gilui, the Baal Shem Tov, which is, no, that Kalim are of the same material as Ar, but deeper than that, like what the Piazetzna is hinting to in this Arizal, that not only is it the same material as Ar, but the truth is, in its origin, Kalim are actually deeper than Ar. The first thing the Rabbanu Shalom did, which the first always means the deepest and the most profound and tachlistic, the first thing Hashem does was establish the origin of Kalim. Even though those Kalim that Hashem is establishing in the beginning of creation are not going to function properly until the Ar comes. But once the Ar comes and animates the Kalim, then Lamaisa, what's Iker? The Kalim that are Iker. So not only, that's what the Pesach is hinting to over here, is not only that the Kalim and Ar are able to, you know, see each other face to face and they could be on equal footing. It's more than equal footing, Fakir. The truth is, Kalim are in truth deeper than the Ar. This is part of, and this is also again, that's the sugya that Chassidus also opens up, which is Yidden are more chashuv than Torah. That Yisrael kadma la'olam, that the Baal Tanya said a lashon. It's a famous lashon for the Baal Tanya that the root of Knesset Yisrael is machshava keduma da'adam kadma. It's the beginning of all things. The first thought was the Klal Yisrael. And yeah, now you have Klal, you have Kalim, so you need Ar to direct it, to animate it, to give them. To give the Kalim the context to appreciate what they are. So you need the Torah, but Lamaisa Yidden, which are the Kalim, are higher. Again, it's all part of the same sugya, which is not only does Chassidus give a chashivas to Avodah Begashmias, right? Because again, the same, it's the same idea. So anytime you find, you know, what that's what we're seeing from the Gemara, is that any Anytime you'll find the dynamic of Ar and Kli, Chassidus will always give Chashivus to the Kli, in the very least equal footing to the Ar, if not greater than the Ar. So that's the Klal. That's the Klal. What is, so now just apply that algorithm in different ways. So Tyra versus Yisrael is Ar versus Kli, you know. Tyra versus Mitzvah Maisi is Ar versus Kli. Tyra versus Tefillah, Ar versus Kli. You name it. All the things that are more Kli-oriented until the Baal Shem Tov are always secondary, right? And the Tachlis is for them to be directed by the Ar, overwhelmed by the Ar, but the Maisi secondary. The Baal Shem Tov, whose the Gilui is that Kalim are made of Ar, but more than that, not only are Kalim made of Ar, Kalim are actually, the origin of Kalim are actually higher than Ar. So then everything that, then this becomes the interesting thing, where Kalim still depend on Ar to animate them, right? So that's, again, it doesn't, so you know, like the example I was talking about, Torah versus, Torah and Yisrael. You still need Torah to give a Yid direction and context and depth, and you know, you need that Torah and Hira, the Torah, you need that. But Lamaisa, once everything is functional, and once everything is animated, then the Yid is, what the Torah gives the Yid is the tools to realize how that the Yid is greater than Torah. I mean, that's you know, Tzaddik talks about this. You know, that's why when we left Mitzrayim, so you find this also when we left Mitzrayim. The Rabbanu Shalom tells Moshe, the first thing Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu is that you're leaving Mitzrayim, you're going to get to Eretz Yisrael, and then afterwards the Rabbanu Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah, and along the way you're going to go to Har Sinai to receive the Torah, and then when Moshe Rabbeinu tells Parai or tells Klal Yisrael about the plan, he talks about Har Sinai first, you know what I mean? And then by Az Yashir, we have a reference to Eretz Yisrael. So it's like a funny thing. So Tzaddik makes that observation. Tzaddik says that, yeah, it's because the ultimate, again, the same thing, Har Sinai and Eretz Yisrael. So Har Sinai is Tyre, Eretz Yisrael is Klal Yisrael. So what's greater, Ar or Kli? It's the same dynamic. From the Rabbanu Shalom side of things, the first thing he talks about is Eretz Yisrael. Maisa for us to chap, it takes time to process such a gilui. So the first thing Moshe Rabbeinu says is Tyre. And then you'll get to Eretz Yisrael. But once you get to Eretz Yisrael, you realize that was the destination, really, Mitchila. That was the main goal. So that's part of the dynamic. Right, Atbrich Atanu and the Vinas Alana, right, exactly. Covered and Einik.
The first 5 days versus Briyas Adam.
Yeah, it would also be like healing.
So, yeah, but the truth is, even within Adam, the Tanya, the Baal Tanya, look at the term, makes this observation that Adam was created in such a way where he was mamish. Every other animal that was created immediately alive and you know, with the guf and the shot, like whole and complete. Adam was created first as a golem, just as a dead body, you know what I mean? And then the neshama was pumped into him, Adam himself. Right. So you see, because the Baal Tanya says, because Hashem wants, the neshama, the goal of the neshama of Yid is so high, that it has the ability and therefore the responsibility to uplift even daimim, even mamish, the most inanimate objects. So Adam is created in such a way that he first starts off as a daimim. See, he starts off as a daimim, and then the neshama is infused within him to give him the strength to uplift the daimim. So, but the truth is, yeah, all of life is a daimim for that. That's the idea.
So guf and neshama are also clean?
Yeah, that's also a big sugi in Chabad Chassidus, that the guf, when the guf is worked through. The Rashab, for example, there's many mamar about this. The Rashab said that when Tchias Mesim happens, it's going to be revealed that the guf is giving Tchias to the neshama, not vice versa. But but again, it's topsy turvy because now that's not the experience, right? But again, that's also Baal Shem Tov is a hakdama to Mashiach, and so that's also the idea of Zohar Nekeva. Yeah, the same idea. So right now the Nekeva is less than the Zohar, the moon is less than the sun. So, but again, the goal is, that's what I mentioned. At some point through Tishrei, we talked about this Indian, that in the Kisvei Ari, Bepashtus, the goal is, the highest Madrega is, the sun and the moon being the same size, Zohar and Nekeva being the same. But Bepnimi is, in the Kisvei Ari, it's hinted, and Chassidus has talked about it in great detail, that Fakir, that the truth is, the highest Madrega is that the moon is higher than the sun. It's all the same Sprach, it's the same Sugya. Kalim first starts off as less than R, and then is revealed to be of the same footing as R, but deeper than that, really, even higher than all. That, and again, like I said, you just that model, you just plug it in. That's what Chassidus will do.
Wouldn't they be equal? If one can't really flourish more than without the other, so wouldn't they be equal then? So that's true.
They would be equal in terms of, yes, they both are necessary for each other and so on. But in terms of what side of things brings out Hashem's greatest tanug and greatest oinim. So you have certain things, like if, I don't know, what's an example? Let's say you have a house or something. So that's a classic example in Chassidus, like when it comes to a house. So there are different rooms and there's different sections. And a house is incomplete unless it has a bedroom and a kitchen and a bathroom. Like there are certain basic things that every house has in order to be defined as a functional house. So to a certain degree, every room is therefore equal to each other, because a house it's not called a house without a kitchen. It's not called a house without a bathroom. It's not called a house without a bedroom. Okay. So if you have those, they're all equal to each other. But then there's something that's called, what's the pnimius harotzen of the person? The guy's building a house because he wants a bathroom. So there's a certain pnimius harotzen of like, okay, but there are certain rooms that bring out the pnimius of what this person's deepest desire was. So that's the same idea. Like, yeah, at some point, it'll, you know, Aris and Kalim are equal to each other. But that's still in Chitzainis. The pnimius is, there's something in those two dynamics of Aris and Kalim, one of them brings out the Iker Tanug of the Ribbono Shel Olam, why he got involved in this mess, in this process, in this, this whole thing that's called creation, right? This whole Bali. Why did he do that? Not for Aris. Not for Aris. He did it for Kalim.
Yisrael
v'araisa
v'chad,
how
does that work?
So Yisrael v'araisa v'chad. So again, that's also in the Chitzanya side where at most we're making things equal. But you're right. There's other Chazals which say l'shaina say Yisrael is higher than her. There's a famous Tanna d'Veliyo that sort of hits this on the head. The Tanna d'Veliyo says that a Yid once met Eliyahu HaNavi and asked him. I may have quoted this before, that the Yid Es Elyonavi, he said, there's two things that I love, Ahava Gemura. I love Torah and I love Yidden. Right. Which one should I love more? So Elyonavi says like this, he says, if you ask people, they'll tell you Torah. Yeah. But you're asking me, I'm telling you Yisrael. So Frekar Tzadik, okay, so fine. Why does Elyonavi have to say this? If you ask, I'm not asking other people, I'm asking you, obviously. If I'm asking Elyonavi, I want to know his opinion. So says Frekar Tzadik, that's what Elyonavi is revealing to us, is that there. If Elyonavi means Mashiach, Elyonavi means Arishal Mashiach. If you're asking other people, in other words, the question is Aris and Kalim. That's the question. What's greater, Aris and Kalim? So it says Elyonavi. If you're coming from the lens of Geula, then it's going to be Yisrael. Then Kalim are higher. If you're coming from pre-Geula, then Aris are higher, and they're both true, and they're both necessary because it depends on where you're holding. Again, that's also an important principle, which is the Gilui, the Baal Shem Tov. It's not like, well, what, you know, why wasn't anyone else realizing this? Why didn't Rashi say this? You know what I mean? What took so long? The answer is everything is bi'itai. Everything has the right time and the right moment. And you couldn't have the Baal Shem Tov in 17, you know, late 17, or whatever, and so on, unless you had all the tzaddikim prior to the Baal Shem Tov infusing more R and directing the Kalim more and more. Once, and now that you have the Kalim with that intense light illuminating the Kalim and giving it direction, now you could ascend to the next Madrega where the Kalim themselves are given a voice of their own. In other words, you find this, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with us on an individual level. What's a good example of this? A classic example in Chabad Chassidus is also from like a person riding a horse, right? So the horse is very, very strong, you know? And, maybe a better example is like an animal that has like good instincts. Let's say like a dog, right? So let's say you're looking, let's say one of those dogs that, what are they called? They search
dogs.
For things, huh?
Search dogs?
Like a search dog, yeah. So a search dog, you have to, there's a certain level of trust that you have to have for the dog because you're sort of letting it go, you know what I mean? And it went through its training. Whereas if you have an animal that has the kayak to smell like that, you know, and to search things out, but it never went through the training of
of it going through the hachna to the owner, and being machnia itself to the mission of what it's supposed to be looking for. But you just say, you know, you get the, it's off the street, and it's like, okay, you know, you have a kayach of smell, lead the way. It's, you know, it's aimless, right? But once it has the natural, but once you give it the hachna of breaking it in, so to speak, and giving it the realization that it has to listen to the master, and not just listen to the master, what the master wants becomes its desire, right? So then you could trust it. Then you could let go of the leash and follow it, because it'll take you to the right places. So to give space for the kalim to be on their own, like a dover chashiv, you have to first go through generations of the iris making the kalim a little bit more refined, right? Because you don't start with the Baal Shem Tov. You know, the Baal Shem Tov didn't come by the times of the Rishayim or Chazal. The Baal Shem Tov came when it came, because you had centuries and centuries of refining the kalim to give them to then allow them to have a voice of their own, and then it could be trusted in a good way.
It's like we discussed with Madrigas to
Yechida. Yeah, you have to go through those steps. Exactly. Once you get that, that's what Eli Navi is saying, is that if you ask other people, Torah is greater than Yisrael. And that's necessary to say first, historically. But if you're asking me, I'm telling you Yisrael. But Eliyahu Navi means later. It means Mashiach Tzai.
This is, you know, Guf and Neshama. I think the Rav brought this out. The Shaitas, Yerzai.
Yeah.
Nice in the Kabbalah.
Yeah, because
you can only give to someone to be
Kabbalah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the manifestation of the glory of Kodesh Baruch Hu can only be, or the Neshama can go.
Once there's a Makabah, through the Makabah.
So what is Makashu?
Right.
If you just have Shefa without a Kaili.
Right. That's what people make the mistake of thinking, that when the, you know, Rashab and Chassidus talk about this, it means that it's going to be flipped. You see this confusion coming up in the world right now, because the world is getting ready for that tekufa of Arishal Mashiach, where Kalim are higher than Ar, or Nekeva, Makabel is higher than Mashpia. So the confusion of that is just to switch it. Okay, well, now instead of the Makabel being a Makabel, the Makabel is the Mashpia. And the Mashpia, instead of being Mashpia, Mashpia is a Makabel. So now it's just Zachar becomes Nekev, and Nekev becomes Zachar. That's not what we're talking about. Zachar is still Zachar, Nekev is still Nekev, and they still function as such. But Afal Pikein, the Iker Rotzen, the Iker Pnimis, the Iker Giloi, comes mitzad the Makabel. But you see that before Mashiach comes, there's a corrupted understanding of that inverse, of that Gilui of Baal Shem, that inverse of Mashpi and Makabel, but not, again, that's the Nakuda. They still function, they still have their functions, but it's in terms of Iker Tanag and Iker Ratzin, which one reveals it. So that's what he's saying over here.
I have a question, when we were learning what Tisha was doing, right? How do we differentiate when somebody's bringing light in, or when someone's transforming darkness to light? It's because this is all part of it.
I think the Iker is. I mean, you know, it. How does one know when the Kalim are becoming trans?
How do you know when you're like transforming?
Like, how do you? I think it depends on. It's hard to know at the moment, but you sort of you know, when you watch, what's the thing? You can't, you know, it's the. You're watching a pot boil, whatever, something you can't see it. Yeah. So at the time, it's very hard to see. But when you look back, you could sort of see, like, oh wow, my davening is becoming higher. It's becoming. There are certain telltale signs of how do I know that I'm entering into that space where kalim are becoming more chashuv than ar. You know, am I giving more proper chashivas to davening, proper chashivas to chesed, proper chashivas to avos Yisrael. Well, again, all those things, and you know, it takes time to see it. You don't necessarily see it at the time, but over time, those are the signs that come up. Yeah, that's what happens. You have to. At the moment, it's and the truth is, not only is it it's all relative, also. So, you know what I'm saying. So it keeps on going. But there is such an avoid of the kingdom themselves becoming transformed, you know? Or a person also just, you know, that's also, I just find, you know, sometimes a person also just through their avodas Hashem. This is also a classic thing in Teres Chassidus of just outgrowing your Yetzirah, right? Of just like sort of Derech Harucha Shikatzara, Asay Toiv Memela Sur Meira. Because where does all Yetzirah really come from? From the Kalim, right? In other words, if you leave the Kalim as Kalim, right? The bottom of the kli is dirty, right? So that's it. So when you're dealing with so there's always two ways. So that's the Yetzirah lives in the bottom of the kli. So how do I get rid of the Yetzirah? So I could work on the kli. But if I could reveal that the kli is made of light, then there's no room for the Yetzirah. That's the way of Chassidus. You know, of just overwhelmed of transfer. So one of the telltale signs of that happening is when Yetzirah is that you knew you had to work on, that Yetzirah is that you knew you're struggling with, just stop, just go away without you directly working on them, because you're just working on your general avodas Hashem al pi chassidus, al pi pnimius, and then automatically these Yetzirahs just go away. Why? How'd that happen? The answer is because your kalim are turning into light, and when the kalim turn into light, then there's no room for the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah only exists on kalim. So if there's no Kalim, then there's no...
So that didn't happen yet. Those are still...
It's never going to be complete until Mashiach comes. So it's all relative, you know. It's all relative. But, you know, but these are all indicators. But the main thing is to keep on going. That's the main Inyan. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time. So the Pizessin is going to give a muscle to this to bring it down more in practical terms. Okay. Mashiach.